Today's study is entitled, God Will Give You What You're Looking For. God will give you what you're looking for. Or to put it another way, what you put into it is what you'll get out of it. What you put into it is what you'll get out of it. And we'll get into our study in just a moment. And we'll be in Luke, start out in Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11. But before we begin today, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the great God that thou art. Father, we ask your blessing upon the lesson today. We pray that you would strengthen and encourage the saint of God listening to today's broadcast. And if there's a lost soul listening today, I pray that they would come to realize their lost condition and need of salvation, and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to save them, believing in the heart that Christ died, he died for their sins, was buried, rose again the third day, and it's only through his shed blood and his shed blood alone that all their sins will be forgiven, past, present, and future, and a home in heaven will be secured for them. Father, we pray that you would have your will and your way in our lesson today. And we ask all these things in your Son, Jesus' precious name. Amen. God will give you what you're looking for. Now let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11. And let's begin reading in verse number 9. Very familiar, 9 through 13 is a very familiar passage. And the words of God say this, "And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you, that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" Now also, let's turn, I want us to look at together, as we begin our study, 2 Samuel chapter 22, and let's look at verses 26 and 27 together. The words of God say this, "With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself unsavory." God shows himself differently towards different people. And the condition is a man's heart. You see, that is what determines how the Lord will show himself to an individual. If you are merciful, pure, and upright, you will find the Lord to be those things. If you are froward, perverse, wicked, sinful, you will find the Lord to be that way, amen, even though God's way is perfect. You see, God is just giving you and I what we're looking for. You see, God is rewarding you and I according to our own hearts. After all, doesn't he say that he rewards everyone according to his own works and ways? Let's look at 2 Samuel for a moment. 2 Samuel with me, chapter 3, in verse number 39. we read, "In I am this day weak, though anointed king, and these men, the sons of Zeruiah, be too hard for me. The Lord," here it is, "shall reward the doer of evil according to his wickedness." See? The verses that we're looking at show that God rewards everyone according to that individual's own works and ways. He'll reward the doer of evil according to that person's wickedness, is what it means, says here in 2 Samuel 3:39. And then in 2 Samuel again with me, we want to look at verse 22, chapter 22, verse 21, 2 Samuel 22, verse 21. The Word of God says, "The Lord rewardeth me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me." Again, we're building a case here with the Scriptures. I'm not making this up. This is not my own philosophy. But we see here clearly, our lesson is God will give you what you're looking for, that God rewards every one of us according to our own works and ways. See? Here we see it says, "The Lord rewardeth me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me," rewarded me, in other words. Now let's turn as we to the book of Job. Job chapter 21. And I want us to look at verses 17 through 20. Job chapter 21, verses 17 through 20. The words of God say this: "How oft is the candle of the wicked put out? How oft cometh the destruction upon them? God distributeth sorrow in his anger. They are as stubble before the wind, as chaff that the storm carrieth away. God layeth up his iniquity for his children. He rewardeth him, and he shall know it. His eyes shall see his destruction, and he shall drink of the wrath of the Almighty." I hope you're getting this. Over and over and over again, we see clearly that God will reward every one of us according to our works and our ways. Amen. Sometimes folks think they're going to get away with something because God doesn't swiftly execute judgment. Amen. But he will, eventually. You're not going to get away with it, and I'm not going to get away with it. Amen. Right now in the church age, the attribute of God, which is most prominent, is grace. Amen. Let's look at some of the Psalms. Let's turn to Psalm 31. With me, Psalm number 31 in verse 23. Notice what the words of God have to say. "O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer." Here we're instructed to love the Lord. And if you love the Lord, he will preserve those of us that are faithful. But he's also going to reward the proud doer. And not in a positive way, amen. Look with me in Psalm. Let's look at the 54th Psalm. Psalm 54, verses 4 and 5. "Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. Again, the psalmist tells us that God is his helper, that the Lord is with him. So he doesn't have to worry about his enemies and the evil that they do to him, because God's going to reward his enemies. Amen. He's going to cut them off in truth. Amen. Truth, the word of God. You see, the world that we live in, the way they see things, if you haven't realized, is entirely different than the way God sees things. He's going to make it right. All you and I, as Christians, need to remember is to be faithful and obedient to him. Serve him. Amen. Please him. See? And he'll take care of the rest. See? His burden is easy. His yoke is light. Amen? Remember what he said? The invitation that he gives each and every one of us in Matthew chapter 11. In verse 28, he says, "Come unto me, all ye labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and shall give you rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy," right? "My burden is light." So all we have to do is simply be obedient to him. Do what the words of God tell us to do. And he'll take care of the rest. Let's look at Psalm 58. Psalm number 58 with me. And Psalm 58, look at verse 11, the last verse of that psalm. "So that a man shall say, verily there is a reward for the righteous. Verily he is a God that judgeth in the earth." So, you're living for God, you're doing what you're supposed to do, he's going to reward you. Amen? In a positive way. And thank God that we're told that God is the judge. Man is not the judge. Because man does not judge fairly, does he? Just look at our court system. How people get off lightly. Amen? For the wickedness that they do. But ultimately, God is a judge. And he's going to make it right. Again, we're seeing over and over again, is our lesson is entitled, God Will Give You What You're Looking For. Amen. And that's based upon, as we saw, on the condition of our hearts. Amen. So, God's going to continue. He's going to reward us. According to our own works and ways. Look in Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11. In verse number 18, "The wicked worketh a deceitful work. But to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward." The wicked's off doing their thing. They're deceitful. They're liars. Well, they're going to be rewarded for their work in a negative way. But us that sow righteousness to live according to God's word and obedient to him will receive a sure reward. Sometimes things, we look upon things that are seen, which are temporal, and we forget what the Bible has to say. And the things that the Bible have to say, amen, are eternal. But the flesh doesn't have eternity in view. It has today, the temporary in view. But let us remember, as we see over and over again, God is going to reward us according to us individually, according to our individual works and ways, and how we are, and how we live for Him, or don't live for Him. Proverbs chapter 13, in verse number 13, "Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth a commandment shall be rewarded." Here it is in black and white. Most of the world today despises the word of God. See? But here we see how they'll be rewarded. They'll be destroyed. Those who reject Jesus Christ as their Savior will burn for time and eternity in a lake of fire. But he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Yes, we should have a fear of the Lord. You know, someday there's going to be a payday for all of us, spiritually. And you are, if you're obedient to the commandments of God and what the Word of God says and live accordingly, there's no doubt about it. The Word says over and over again, you shall be rewarded. Amen. Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24 with me. In verse number 20, we read, "For there shall be no reward to the evil man." See that? There shall be no reward for the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. They can't get any more descriptive of that, amen. An evil man will get no reward, and the candle of the wicked shall be put out. Like you blow out a candle. Amen. They're going to have nothing, nada. When they go into the next life, they'll find themselves burning in a lake of fire. Be too late. Too late to get right with God, be obedient to God. Amen. Look with me in the prophet Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah. Chapter number 3. Beginning in verse 9 with me. "The shoe of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin is Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Say ye to righteous, that it should be well with thee, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with them, for the reward of his hands shall be given him." My goodness. It's not any clearer than that. The evil, the wicked. Because a person will be rewarded according to their own works and their ways. Let's look in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. In verse number 8. "Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor." See? As simple as that. You're going to get out of it what you put into it. Amen. Now, what do the wicked say about the Lord? If God is good and loving, why does he allow such and such? See, here is what the wicked have to say about God. They'll say also, if God is he who claims to be, how come? How come he allows such and such to happen? How many times have you heard that? People are making excuses for not getting saved, for not serving God, for not being faithful to His Word. That's all these things are. Or they'll say, the wicked will say about the Lord, why would God, if He's loving and care, He's a loving and caring God? How many times have we heard that? Or they'll say, there is no way I can accept God doing such and such. Or they'll say, God is not fair towards me. All excuses. The wicked, they see the Lord as evil because they themselves are evil. Amen? Have you ever noticed a saved man, right in the sight of the Lord, filled up with the Holy Ghost of God, has never said such a thing when he was under those conditions? All they can do is say, praise the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. But who are the ones that say all that foolishness? Those who are sinful, perverse, wicked, unthankful, and abominable say those things, whether they be saved or lost. Thus the scripture is fulfilled. Amen. Let's go back to the book of Job for a moment. The book of Job. Let us look at Job. I want us to go to chapter 40 of Job. Beginning in verse 1. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? See? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. See, God is Job dealing with Job here. Amen. But he's also dealing, we can apply this to the conditions of those who are sinful, perverse, and wicked, and unthankful. See? Whether they be saved or lost. The ones that complain about God and say that God is evil. Here he's saying to God, can you contend, to Job, can you contend with the Almighty? Can you instruct him? Then Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth once I have spoken, but I will not answer, yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. And then we see God challenges Job to demonstrate his righteousness, power, and wisdom. In verse 6, then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind and said, gird up your loins now like a man. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me. Wilt thou also disannul my judgment? Wilt thou condemn me that thou mayest be righteous? Huh. You know, who is man that thinks he can instruct God? Or judge God, or condemn God, and say, God, your judgments are not righteous. The person's crazy. They're out of their mind. See? Their heart is not right. Look in Psalm 18 with me. Psalm number 18. In Psalm number 18, verses 25 and 26. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With the upright man thou shalt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure. With the froward thou shalt show thyself froward. See, again we said, amen, those who think God is evil, see God as evil, is because they're evil. Amen. And again, we see God's going to reward an individual and deal with an individual as they are. If you're merciful, he'll show mercy to you. If you're upright, he'll deal with you in uprightness. Amen. Now, the Lord God of heaven will deceive you if your heart is off and if you continue to reject the words of the Lord. The Lord will not deceive you if your heart is in the right place. He will continue to give you light or revelation. Once your heart is off and you start kicking against the pricks and reject his word and light, you open yourselves up to deception and to the Lord casting you away. Amen. And let me give you some examples of this. In 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 5 to 22, we see the people wanted a king, like all the nations. And the Lord said, they have rejected me, and that this was nothing new to him. They had been doing this since he brought them out of Egypt. And guess what? He said he'd give them what they wanted. See? And of course, they got Saul, and what a disaster that was. Now, we see in 1 Kings chapter 22, we won't turn there, but in 1 Kings chapter 22, verses 7 through 40, we see because of the wickedness of Ahab and his desire to only hear good things, what happens? The Lord God puts a lying spirit in the mouth of the prophets to deceive the king of Israel to go to battle and be slain. That's what happens. See, the Lord will give you what you want. And then we see in 2 Kings chapter 17 in verses 13 to 23, Israel continued to sin and sin against the Lord and rejected his word. And we read, so the Lord rejected them and removed them out of his sight. See? Again, we're looking at examples where the Lord will not deceive you. If your heart is in the right place, he will continue to give you light, revelation. But once your heart is off and you start kicking against the pricks, kicking against resisting the Holy Spirit, the conviction, and reject his word and light, you will open yourself up to deception and to the Lord casting you away. And that's what we see time and time again in each one of these examples that I've given you, where the Lord wanted to rule over Israel, wanted to be their king. But no, they wanted their own king. They wanted to be like everybody else. See? And they got a king. And we see what happened as a result of that. For them no longer coming under the rulership of the Lord. And then we see Ahab. Amen. When he wouldn't listen to the word of the Lord and not go out to battle, God deceived him because his heart wasn't right with God, and he put a lying spirit in the prophet's mouth, and he went out to battle, and what happened? He was killed. He was killed. Again, the Lord gives you what you want. If you don't want him, you don't want to listen to him, you want to go your own way, you want to do your own thing, he'll say go. He'll let you. But all I can say, it will be disastrous. Amen. Well, we've just about run out of time. We'll complete our study next time. I want to thank you for joining me for the Passive Study. May God richly bless you, is my prayer, and good day.